In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Greetings, God's good people, and welcome. You are listening to Catholic Meditation this day, Wednesday, the 3rd of July, 2019. I am Father Blessed Ambang Njume. The Church celebrates today the Feast of St. Thomas, Apostle. Thanks for joining us. Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that we may glory in the feast of the blessed Apostle Thomas, so that we may always be sustained by his intercession, and, believing, may have life in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, whom Thomas acknowledged as the Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. Today's first reading is taken from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. The Gospel is taken from St. John, chapter 20, verses 24 to 29. I read from the Gospel. Thomas, called the twin, who was one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he answered, "Unless I can see the holes that the nails made in his hands, and can put my finger into the holes they made, and unless I can put my hand into his side, I refuse to believe." 8 days later, the disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. The doors were closed, but Jesus came in and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he spoke to Thomas. "Put your finger here. Look, here are my hands. Give me your hand. Put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving anymore, but believe." Thomas replied, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "You believe because you can see me. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Move from unbelief to belief. Move from unbelief to belief. Dear friends, today we join our Holy Mother, the Church, to celebrate the feast day of St. Thomas the Apostle. He is very famous for his doubting the resurrection of the Lord, as today's Gospel recounts, and that earned him the nickname Doubting Thomas. The Christians of India pay homage to him because it was he who, on mission, sent by the Lord, took the good news to that country. True, beloved, Thomas, like any other of the apostles, had his own flaws. He was a man of little faith, as he doubted the resurrection, despite the other apostles giving him first-hand information that they saw the Lord who appeared to them. "I will not believe," he said, "unless I can see the holes that the nails made in his hands, and can put my finger into the holes they made, and unless I can put my hand into his side, I refuse to believe. John chapter 20, verse 25. And 8 days later, we are told, Jesus appeared again, and this time Thomas was with them, and he saw for himself. Now, he made one of the greatest declarations of faith of all time. My Lord and my God. John chapter 20, verse 28. Often when we hear of St. Thomas, the very first thing that comes to our mind is something negative, his unbelief. Today, however, I want us to be positive. Let us bring out something positive from his lack of faith. God's good people, I would like us to focus our meditation on this declaration of Thomas. From unbelief to belief. From doubt to faith. He who had said, I will not believe, I refuse to believe, now says, my Lord and my God. Strong words of faith. A journey from one extreme to another. For this, we applaud him. But you may choose to play the devil's advocate. Why applaud him? He saw before he believed. Perhaps if he did not see, he would not have believed. But do not be hasty, beloved, because not even all who see still believe. They still choose to doubt even after seeing with many proofs. They still choose to remain faithless even after many visible signs. For this reason, St. Thomas challenges us. Can we move from the extreme of unbelief and doubt to the other extreme of belief and faith? You would say he was lucky. At least he saw. He had no reason not to believe after seeing. But beloved, we too, like Thomas, have been shown many, many, very many signs, yet unlike him, we refuse to change our position. We refuse to cross the carpet. For this reason, he is and remains a hero. Because not all who see signs, proofs, and facts still believe. They close their eyes from seeing or deny having seen. Beloved, if many still have unbelief, it is not because they have not seen signs. They have either decided not to see or decide not to believe the signs and so remain in their blindness and resolute in their unbelief. When you sleep and wake up to see a new day, is that not a sign that God loves you and cares for you? Have you believed in him? Is it everyone who sleeps wakes to see the next day? Have you moved from doubt and unbelief to faith and belief? That is Jesus showing himself to you just like he did to Thomas. When you travel and arrive safely at your destination, is that not a sign? Is it all who travel who arrive safely? That is Jesus showing himself to you like he did to Thomas. Do you, like Thomas, say, my Lord and my God? Do you believe in him? When you hear of killings, death every day and kidnaps, you live in the midst of all this, yet you go unharmed and untouched. Do you think it is because you are too careful or not seen? Is that not a sign? It is Jesus showing himself to you, just like he did to Thomas. Have you believed in him? So, beloved, we have many signs. God shows himself to us like he did to Thomas. Unfortunately, unlike Thomas, we still refuse to believe in God. That others are looking for children, yet you have them. Is that not a sign? Do you believe in God? Or you are still in unbelief? That many are terminally ill, lying on hospital beds, suffering, and there you are, bouncing in good health. Is that not a sign? What stops you then from believing in God? Learn always to tell Jesus, my Lord and my God. Such words of faith, such words of adoration and praise. What more signs do you need to see? If you cannot believe in God and change from unbelief to belief with these signs, then I tell you, like Abraham told the rich man who was languishing in Hades, even if someone rises from the dead, you won't still believe. Luke chapter 16, verse 31. So the problem, therefore, is not wanting to see signs to believe. Some of us have just decided not to believe in God. And so for that reason, Thomas remains a hero, that he was able to change his position from one extreme of unbelief to another extreme of total faith. My Lord and my God. That is what God wants from us. To have unbelief is no problem. Faith is a gift from God. But when God has given us that gift like he gave to Thomas, he wants us to receive it, to accept it, and change our positions. But many of us, beloved, despite the many things that God has shown us, we still refuse to believe in him. We believe in other things. Let us pray, therefore, for that grace, to be able to see the signs that God shows us and to believe in him. If you cannot see these daily signs and believe in him, I tell you, even if someone were to rise from the dead, you would not believe. Even if God himself were to appear in front of you, you would not change your position. Saint Thomas, intercede for us to grow out from our unbelief to belief, to grow from our one extreme to the other. We beg you, Lord Jesus, grant us that grace. Amen. Happy feast day, and to all those who go by the name Thomas, happy feast day. The Lord be with you. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come on you and remain with you forever. Amen.